This is Armando Estrada, here with Isaiah Hurd on June 28th, 2025 at the Hudson Youth Center in Hudson, New York, as part of the Oral History Summer School. I know Isaiah to be an employee here at the Youth Center, and I just met him today. Isaiah, can you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Isaiah Hurd. I've been a resident for Hudson my whole life. I've worked at the Youth Center for about 8 years now. The Youth Center has done tremendous things for my life. Coming here has also done things for my confidence as a youth, with some of the staff that would just wrap their arms around me and definitely show me the right way and be a motivator to me and mentors to me. That played keys to my life to now. I feel as if I can give back in that big quantity as well. So now I'm working at the Youth Center now, giving back as much as I can. I work here 6 to 9. We offer tremendous programs here, from Oakdale to team programming to after-school programming to all sorts of activities to do. I just recently went to a Madison Square Garden Knicks game, and I also went to a New York Liberty game, all facilitated by the Youth Center and their partner. So the Youth Center has done tremendous things for the community. I've also been a part of the Youth Center when they, in 2019, I think it was, for COVID, we did a big pantry, and it was, you know, on the block, serving individuals that were in need. So that was another thing that I took away from the Youth Center, just being a big part of the community and the people we serve and how important we are to their community. Right now I'm the Hudson JV basketball head coach, and I think my roots at the Youth Center, being here and being able to touch the youth and reach them in a certain capacity, has always been something that I think has been able for me to transcend forward and able to transcend these wins. The wins and losses of the season always come back to me in the summer, because training is one thing that I love to do with the kids. And I think the Youth Center has given me a space, a safe space, to sort of do that. I can elaborate more if you need to.
Well, let's start at the beginning. What brought you to the Youth Center to begin with? As a youth.
As a youth, you want to stay off the streets. You definitely don't want to be into mischief. So the Youth Center offered programs when I was a kid, 6 to 9, to come in here, play video games, have a movie night, play ping pong, learn how to play pool. It also gave me a sense of accountability and being aware of your own actions and not getting in trouble. So if you got in trouble at the club, you usually couldn't come, so that was really big on just your behavior. So it kind of taught us how to be men in a sense, coming to the Youth Center. And the staff here molded us too, as well. I can name a few key staff like Todd Smith, Warren Sheldon, my good friend Tyrone Hedgepeth, a whole bunch of people that were pillars in the development of me coming to the Youth Center. Just give me more to talk about. I can keep going on. What can I really else say about the city of Hudson? I guess I'll finish up with saying that the city of Hudson molded me into the man that I am. Going to school here, meeting so many great people here. I just connected the dots for me tremendously, just being in the community and being someone that is approachable at the Youth Center has always given me a bright spot in my life.
Can you tell me about a mentor that you had at that time, and maybe like your relationship with that mentor and how he played a pivotal role in your life?
Well, my mentor was mostly at home with my mother, but mm-hmm. If I had an outside mentor, I would definitely say it was Gary Dempsey, someone who also played a lot of basketball for Hudson, who also trained me when I was coming up, who trained a whole bunch of individuals. And I will say that he instilled a bunch of just good qualities in me to be a stand-up guy, to be, you know, accountable for your actions. And, yeah, I would say Gary Dempsey was one of my strongest mentors that kind of led me down the strong path from being a heady individual.
Can you tell me a little about your mother?
My mother is like my backbone. Only child. And my mother raised me from in Hudson. She's like my backbone. I can't really describe the words for her, but she's remarkable. She's a single parent. She's done remarkable things for my life, and I really can't repay her for it. She's a remarkable individual. She's probably why I have the qualities that I have, because she instilled them in me since a kid.
Can you name some of those qualities?
Patience. Patience is the biggest thing that I've learned from my mother. Being caring, giving. Definitely some of the strong qualities of being caring and giving. A lot of empathy. So definitely I learned a lot of those strong qualities from my mom. And of course, discipline. My mom definitely taught me how to be disciplined and how to stand up for yourself and what's right. Excuse me.
How do you feel the youth center is important to Hudson?
I feel like the youth center is important to Hudson because it gives our youth a safe space to come be them. No matter if you're playing basketball, or you're into art, or you're into the circus, or you're into dancing, we try to gauge that activity so that you can come to the youth center. So I think the youth center has done a great job at getting more and more better programming coming in. And I think we're starting to really gauge our youth and what, because we do like a lot of TikToks now, and we do a lot of other things that the youth are now trending into. So I think we're trying to keep up and trying to keep their interest peaked here at the youth center.
What brought you to the youth center as an employee?
I think I originally wanted to get an evening job, but it turned into a passion of mine, just wanting to give back and wanting to see the next individual do good in basketball, just like someone here at the youth center had did for me once upon a time. So my whole thing about working at the youth center, I do it for the money, but I really do it to give back, because I know others before me did it for me. So I really come, what brought me back to the youth center, just the love for the city, wanting to play basketball every day. That's one reason I wanted to come back to the youth center. But the people that were here opened their arms to me. At the time, it was Nick and Nikki and Tyrone. So definitely that's what kind of brought me back to the youth center, just the love of the city, the love of basketball, wanting to see our kids get the best training and get the best out of everything. Excuse me, I'm a little tired.
Can you tell me about a time that you saw a success story here from the youth coming in and being here at the youth center?
Oh, tremendous success stories. One of them's a recent one is Keith Robinson. He's been coming to the youth center probably his whole life. He is now the Hudson all-time leading scorer in basketball history. So I would say that his story has transcended, you know, over the city. And I think that's going to be a record that's not going to be broken for a long time. So I would say that his story is the story that is the one that resonates with me from coming here from a youth, really working on his basketball game, not seeing where it would go. And then for the chips to fall the way that they fell, and for him to get this record and stuff like that, definitely is the best story that I can say resonated from the youth center from the ground up.
Can you tell me a little about his backstory? Like, when he started coming here?
I can't really tell you exactly when he started coming here, but he played in our YDBL. He played in our CYO. He kept getting better every time we saw him. But yeah, he probably started playing second grade, third grade. He's now in 10th grade, going into his 11th grade year. So I think, you know, I can't really say much about his backstory, but this is me. Hold on 1 second. 1 second. Cuz. Where you at, cuz? I'll meet you in my parking lot, all right? All right, well, sorry about that.
Okay, do you, I did hear you have a daughter that's going to work at the Oakdale.
Yes, yes.
Tell me a little bit about being a parent.
Oh, man. I have a son, too. His name is Isaiah. Isaiah Kobe Hurd. My daughter's name is Isaiah Hurd. She's my heart. She's going to be working at Oakdale. First summer job. I'm so hyped and proud that she's going to take this step to get her own money and have her own accountability for her own actions and maybe buy her own school clothes, even though daddy probably still buy them. But I'm just being a parent to me, showing up for her. My biggest achievement for her right now is to graduate. So I think I'm going to put my all into that, me and her mother. But yeah, being a parent is sometimes hard. But the fruits of it, and to see my daughter smile and to see her walk across that stage, it'll all be worth it for sure.
What is some advice you'd give to yourself as a parent when you started parenting? Like your vision, your views now. What is some advice you'd give to your younger self parent?
As a parent?
Yes.
I would definitely tell myself to be patient with the process. Enjoy them while they're little. Because when they get older, it may not seem like the same love. But I would say enjoy them while they're little. Get the most out of that. And try to develop their skills as respectable as you can. That's what I would tell myself. Not that I didn't do that, but that's one thing I would tell myself that I know now. Like, try to be more choppy and be more respectable.
And how do you feel about your daughter coming to work at Youth Center?
I think it's great. I think to keep her last name's her, so that always gives a smile to my face when she's recognized in the right way, so it definitely warms my heart that she's going to be working at the same department as me. I know the people here. I know she's going to be treated fairly here. And I know she's going to be held to a standard here. And I think I appreciate that for her first job, for people to show her, like, this is what it takes for the workforce. This is what you have to be. You got to show up on time. You have to do these certain things. I think that's very important to a teenager right now. So I commend the Youth Center. I applaud them for hiring my daughter, giving her a shot, and I respect them for it.
What would you say to somebody? I know there's people talking about that the Youth Center is not important, or they want some changes to the Youth Center. What would you say to defend and kind of hype up the Youth Center and explain its importance?
I would say we definitely, you would have to come in and get to know us firsthand. I feel like there's a bunch of things being tossed around out there, whether they're true or not, but I think people should come in and really interact with us and give us a chance, and then make your own assessment, your own opinion from that. So I would say to boost us up, that I don't think we've done anything bad that we haven't owned up to and tried to correct. Because not everything is going to be glittered in gold at the Youth Center. There's going to be times where things are going to be hectic with incidents where people may be being physical and stuff like that. So I think just giving us a shot and understanding that things are going to fall down, but we're the right people to sort of hold people accountable and clean it up in a positive way.
Can you walk me through a typical day at the youth center?
On my typical day at the youth center, I come in 6 o'clock. I usually greet the staff. We come up with who's going to work upstairs, who's going to work at the desk, who's working at the kitchen. I usually work upstairs. I usually monitor around 15 to 20 kids upstairs playing basketball with another staff, of course. We usually eat around 7:30, 8. They may come back up, play some. Sometimes they may play the PlayStation, play pool. Some may take a walk, come back to the store. 6 to 9 is relatively easy, but it does have its bumps, though, for sure. But it wouldn't be the youth center if it didn't have its bumps, for sure. Thank you for doing this interview with me. When I saw Lisa Dolan's name, like I said, she was one of my favorite teachers, and I just couldn't resist not doing this because she was attached to it. But definitely, I appreciate you guys picking me. I'm hoping that some of my words kind of resonate with people that know me for who I am. If any more questions, I'll love to answer them.
Let me ask you this. What is your wildest dream for the youth center? Like, if you could add anything to it or take away something from it, you tell me. You know, what would you? How could you improve the youth center?
I mean, my wildest dream is to have a better basketball court, but I know that's not the biggest dream for across the landscape for the youth center. I guess a bigger building. I know this is a historic building, and I respect that. But I think if the youth center just had a little bit more space and could hire a lot more people, and give a lot more jobs to people kind of enter into college or not really know what they want to do after high school, I think we became a little bit bigger and expanded a little bit more. Sky's the limit. I would just like to see, in my wildest dreams, the youth center get an expansion of this building, however that may look, or our own building called the Hudson Youth Center. And I know that's far-fetched, but it's my dream, for sure.
You mentioned Miss Dolan earlier. Can you tell me a little bit about your relationship with her and why you felt she was your favorite teacher?
I felt like she really, when I was in school, she really had my attention. When you're in school and you're that age, you don't really seem to give the teacher your undivided attention. I feel like Miss Dolan was able to have my attention for most of the day. I don't know what she was doing, but she had my attention, and I respect. And she used to interact with me outside of school. And most teachers, you know, when they see you outside of school, you may not speak the same way, but Lisa Dolan, she never changed. She always kept the same respect for me from when I was a kid to when I was adult. And I respect her tremendous from that. Like, and I learned a lot from her just from that relationship. I was able to learn better. So I respect her so much for diving into her students and not giving up on her students. And I think that's something that just resonates with me with her. When I see her name, like Lisa Dolan, man, she was a really good teacher, man. She held me down in school. And so when I seen her name on this email, I said, man, I got to do this for her. Stuff like that.
Let's pivot over to, so you're a JV coach for basketball. Tell me about the team this year, or tell me about like a historic year that you felt was historic.
I mean, last year we only played 20 games as JV. We don't go to any playoffs or anything like that. And last year we went 19-1. We had our best season, my best season in the 7 years that I've been there. I've had so many great players come through JV. I would say that one of my historic game was I played with a seventh grader 1 year. His name was Darian Moore. We played against our rival Catskill. And he was able to hit some big-time shots that I thought a seventh grader couldn't make. and he was able to surprise me and everyone there. So I think my most memorable game would probably be that one, when a seventh grader kind of took over the game and won the game for us that day, for sure.
And you played ball here in high school?
For sure, yep.
Tell me a little bit about that, your experience.
Before Keith came along, I was the all-time leading scorer. So now I'm second, so I'm number two to Keith. He's a good friend of mine, so we always joke around about that. But I don't know, just being in school at my time was pretty good. I wish I'd have took grades a lot more serious back then, but that's water underneath the bridge. But definitely, my career at Hudson was definitely good. I've had some great teachers in Mr. Malloy, Mr. Reardon, some great school teachers in Miss Mackner. Mrs. Yates was one of my favorite teachers up there. I loved my time at Hudson. It was a great time. I've gained so many friends now through Hudson still. And Hudson's always been great to me. I had a great time in 03 when I graduated.
Can I ask you if you can tell me some differences between 03 Hudson and 2025 Hudson?
Not as much technology. I know that's a key. It wasn't that much technology. I didn't have a cell phone then. The difference between Hudson then and Hudson now has a bunch of people that aren't from Hudson. It's hard to recognize the Hudsonians, the true Hudson people who've been there their whole life. But I think diversity is good, and I'm never against that, but I think Hudson looks different from a lot of Hudson people sort of being in the street, like cousins and family members, versus a lot of out-of-town people from like shopping districts. And I'm not saying anything's wrong with that, but I just, you know, back then in 03, it was a lot family-oriented. Now it's more business-oriented and more, you know, for restaurants and stores. And I'm not saying anything's wrong with that, but from 03 to now, I think that's a difference that I see from like mom and pop stores, people hanging out, doing things in the streets versus, I mean, they still do that now, just not as much with the way that the world is now, with the generation that's in now, but the stores and the restaurants and the business districts. So I get it.
And what would you tell these the people coming into Hudson? How would you explain to them what Hudson is?
To me, Hudson's like a small little home for us. Not much, 8-block radius. So I would say that it's a small home for us. It's quiet here. Really, no trouble here. So yeah, I would just tell them that it's a quiet town, really family-oriented type town, a lot of diversity, welcoming arms, yeah.
What do you want to see for Hudson? Like, what would you like to see added to Hudson?
I don't know right now. Can't really say. More rec centers. I can't really say. I'm more sports oriented, so I don't want to sound biased on what I would just want. But I just would want to see Hudson have a little bit more, maybe more movie theaters, more rec centers, stuff like that. Maybe a crossing mall. A big mall, maybe. Who knows? Hudson Valley Mall. Who knows?
Let me ask you about your kids. What do you think? What do you think their experience was like in Hudson?
My daughter's in 10th grade, so I think she's having a great experience. I think she feels very at home in Hudson, very homey. Her dad's from here. All of her family's from here. I think her experience is great with Hudson. My son's in fourth grade. He's a homebody. He's to himself. So I think his experience with Hudson is just going out to the park, having fun with his friends in the water pad down that front street. I think he's having a great experience with Hudson. He hasn't had any negative things happen here at Hudson. But like I said, a lot of people know everyone's family here. So it's kind of hard to step on each other's toes or to get mad at someone because we all know each other. We can easily have a conversation with each other most of the time.
Can you tell me about your experience with Oakdale Park?
Oakdale Park has been a basketball rink and like a hockey, soccer rink. And most of the time, like when the youth center's not open, people will migrate there to play basketball outside, or even if there's lifeguards there, even swim, or I heard sometimes fish there. So I know we offer Oakdale from like, where my daughter will be working from like 8 to 3 or 5. I think that's a great program that a lot of the community utilizes. I think we've served from 100 to 200 kids. I'm not sure with the numbers there, but my experience with Oakdale Park is it's been safe. Great staff, ran great. Calvin Lewis is a great intern boss, director. I think it's going to be ran very, very smoothly this year with the people that are involved now, with Mika and Nakira and Calvin all doing their thing. And I fully entrust that they're going to have Oakdale rocking and jocking again. Tyrone as well, Tyrone Hedgepath.
Can you tell me a little about your relationship with Calvin?
Me and Calvin went to Hudson High together. I don't think we played basketball together. Calvin has just been a quiet, approachable dude, always down to earth, always seen both sides of the coin, and I respect him for that. I just think Calvin's just a really cool dude. We both came up in Hudson. Like I said, I don't know how old he is, but I think I'm a little bit older than him. But I respect him. I respect everything that he's done for the youth center and the strides he made to make sure that we all get what we deserve. Our relationship is, I can call Calvin 10 o'clock at night. He'll pick up and see what I want. So I just respect him a lot and the baton that he's picked up to try to be our director here.
Let me ask you, what would you tell, give me a message to the people of Hudson.
A message to the people of Hudson for me?
From you, yeah.
I guess in November, all hands on deck for Kamal Johnson. I would love to see him still be in that position. I also went to school with Kamal. He's in my class. So my message to Hudson right now in this interview is all hands on deck for Kamal Johnson in November.
Isaiah, thank you so much for
speaking with me. No problem, man. No problem. I'm hoping I wasn't too all over the place.